The sounds and rhythms of maracas, a traditional staple of the Latin American sound, quickly fill a community room inside the South Waco Public Library. But this music lesson is part of a larger story. It's a piece of local history that Ruben Salazar has recovered. And it goes something like this. Throughout the mid-1900s, Gavino Rodriguez, better known as the Maracas Kid, was a local performer and entertainer who would stroll into venues like the Mutualista Hall and play along to the jukebox or shake his maracas to the sound of a touring conjunto band. He was a character, and Salazar knew it from the first time his father mentioned the name to him.
And along the way, he mentioned a character that they called Maracas Kid, and it's some dude that used to play in the cantinas and the bars and the nightclubs, shaking his maracas and dancing.
Shortly after, Salazar began reaching out to more community members, tracking down anyone who might remember Rodriguez. Salazar says while there were a few who didn't know the story of the maraca-shaking man, the folklore that surrounded him was pretty well known amongst community members active in the Waco nightlife.
So unless you were at these bailes, at these cantinas, the pool shooting scene, you know, the beer drinking scene, or if you didn't go to the Waco missions, to the big bailes or to the Mutualista, you probably didn't know this guy.
But even then, it wasn't very hard for Salazar to come across people familiar with the local character.
And of course, no one knew him by his real name, Gabino Rodriguez. They did know him as Maracas Kid.
The journey of publishing the story of the Maracas Kid, a biography infused with bits of local history, took several years. And for Salazar, the importance of writing it was twofold. In one way, the book allowed him to contribute to the dearth of children's and young adult books written about or by people of color. According to the Cooperative Children's Book Center, a research library at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, of the 3,500 books received by the library in 2014, 59 were by a Latino or Latina author, and 1.8% were about Latinos. And although there's a sizable percentage of those books that don't reflect race at all, there's children books about animals, nature, and trucks or trains, Salazar says there's still a lack of books that reflect different perspectives, cultures, and histories. Bob Kelly is the branch manager of the South Waco Library. He says not since The Prince of South Waco in 2013 has a book highlighted local culture and history.
It's, an advance for, recognition to the Hispanic community, in its history in Waco.
Secondly, Salazar says the book creates a resource for children in the local community.
My ultimate hope is not to sell 1,000 books, but to have 1,000 readers, 1,000 young adult readers, read this book and ask questions about their own creativity, and to ask questions about the Hispanic community where they came from.
The book, Salazar says, is also important for those who aren't Hispanic.
And it's also special for people who aren't Hispanic to begin to ask questions and, like an investigator, to find out why did this happen, and what have we learned from that, and how can we use that knowledge to address questions today and tomorrow.
Back in the community room during Salazar's presentation, an older woman, who's a little bit radio shy, gets up and talks about her memories of the Maracas Kid, vividly recalling Rodriguez's dance moves. The kids there too. They soon shake along to the Maracas presentation, and that's really what the 43-year-old Salazar wants, to bridge generations and communities and inspire kids to write their own stories. He does this all through the lens of a local, quirky character. And this may not be the last we hear of the Maracas Kid. Salazar has other Maracas-related projects in mind, like a children's book. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.
Now this one's possible to do the bongo step and the rhythm.